Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Jonah was told by God to preach to people he did not like. His attempt to flee brought him face to face with the God of the second chance, the God whose will would ultimately be done. Today, lessons we can apply when coming to our forks in the road. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. In a series on making the best of a bad decision, Erwin Lutzer comes again to talk with us about what happens when you run from responsibility and what God does then.
And so he wants to get away, but God now is getting his attention because God is pursuing them. There are some people to whom I'm speaking today. You are out of the will of God geographically. You're running from responsibility geographically. There are many of you who are running from the will of God and responsibility morally. Morally. You're living a lie that God knows all about. And then there are others who may be running away from the will of God relationally. You're pulling back from relationships where you ought to be drawing closer. You've ruptured relationships and you don't have the humility to go and to ask people's forgiveness. And you too are running from responsibility and from God. But God is pursuing you. That's why I wanted us to pray at the beginning of this message. Because God is pursuing you. He's after you, graciously after you. And he's not yet written you off. Because you are here and you're listening. Either by radio or on the internet or here in the sanctuary of Moody Church. So God isn't finished with you. Second lesson that he learns is that when you repent, God hears you. When you repent, God hears you. We all know that if you eat a bad fish, that's botulism. Not sure that there's a word for a fish eating a bad man. But the Lord appoints a great fish, and the fish, God says to the fish, "Do you see that guy over there? That's your dinner." And he goes for it. And now Jonah is in this creative learning center. And he cries out to God in his distress. What a marvelous prayer he prays very quickly. He is repenting. In verses 3 to 5, he acknowledges God. "For you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the flood surrounded me, and all your waves and your billows passed over me. Then I said, I am driven away from your sight, yet I shall again look upon your holy temple. The waters closed in over me to take my life. The deep surrounded me. Weeds were wrapped around my head. I went down." Wow. What he's saying is, God, you've caught me. I was running and you caught me. God, you now have my full attention. All other options are closed doors, needless to say. So, Lord, I was drowning. Some people actually think that he died because he calls out from Sheol. But he's in distress and he's in desperation. And finally he says, "God, you caught me." May I ask you today, has God caught you yet at this point in the message? And then he says, "God, you've caught me." And now he says, "God, you've got me." He says in verse 7 and following, "I will, when my life was fainting away, I remember the Lord and my prayer came to you into your holy temple. Those who pay regard to vain idols forsake their hope of steadfast love, but I, with a voice of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you what I have vowed. I will pay. Salvation belongs to the Lord." God says, "Okay, fish. He wasn't your dinner after all." And the fish vomits him out on the shore. Wow. And then God says to him, "Now, chapter 3 opens, then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, arise to go to Nineveh, that great city. You know, sometimes the impression is given that Jonah arrived in Nineveh with seaweed around his neck, and he looked white because of being in the belly of the fish for 3 days and so forth. That's not possible. And the reason is because Nineveh, which is in modern Iraq, Nineveh was 400 miles from the sea. So it was probably weeks, maybe months before he got there. But the word of the Lord came to him the second time. Now, God says, Jonah, I'm taking you back where you got off track. I'm taking you back to that point in the fork of the road where you pursued disobedience. And I'm coming to you a second time, and I'm giving you a second chance. Now, mind you, his attitude was no better, as we shall see in a moment. But God is the God of the second chance. But some of you are saying, yeah, that's maybe possible, but my problem is, you may be saying, my problem is I can't go back to that fork in the road where I got off track. The decision I made was too serious. Maybe it was a marriage. Maybe it was a vocational decision. There are so many decisions that can be made, and now too many years have passed. Too many ruptured relationships have taken place. There's just no way that I can go back to where I was. And that indeed may be true. You can't go back to the fork in the road. It's in your past. So now what? When we repent, God begins to have a new series of forks in the road. We've learned enough in this series of messages, making the best of a bad decision, that God not only doesn't give up on us, but nor is it true that God can no longer use us. When we are brought to the point of desperation, the point to which Jonah was brought, we are then in a place where God comes along and says, now that you've repented, now that you once know or finally acknowledge what you should have known, that I am Lord and King, and you bow humbly before me every single morning for instruction, I will give you a new series of forks in the road and give you an opportunity to choose and to make the right decision from here on out. If I may speak very plainly, it is still possible to do the right thing after you've done wrong. It's possible to do the right thing after you've done wrong. And the word of the Lord comes to you a second time. Oh, yes, the past cannot be recalled. It cannot be relived. But here you are, opening your life to God and saying, God, from now on. And you repent before God and you make things right before man. And God says, I'm giving you a second chance, and maybe a third and maybe a fourth. So Jonah is learning this, that when you run from God, he pursues you. When you repent, he hears you. Some of you may be today in the belly of the fish, and God says, I've caught you. Are you willing to say, God, you've got me? Third lesson that he learned is that when you complain, God teaches you. Very interesting story here. We pick it up in chapter 4, verse 1. As you know, in chapter 3, Jonah goes and repents, and even the animals repent. I often say that I don't know of any animals that need to repent, though I do think we had a cat at one time that could have, should have repented. Not sure that she ever did, but should have. Can you imagine Mayor Daley proclaiming a fast and even saying, put sackcloth on animals and let all of Chicago repent? That's what's going on here. It is the most phenomenal revival in history, period. And the preacher wasn't that great and that interesting, and he certainly didn't preach with a good attitude. Isn't it amazing what God can do and override human frailty? And then he learned that when you complain, God teaches you, chapter 4, verse 1, but it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was angry. The Hebrew says these words, it was evil to Jonah, a very great evil. Wow. What was the evil, please, Jonah? Could you tell us? Well, I preached and 600,000 people repented. That was evil to Jonah. We're talking about the human heart here, you know. You say, well, I've never met anyone that stubborn. I wonder if your friends have met someone that stubborn. Think about that if it went past you. And he says, it's evil. He says, I want to die. Take my life, verse 3. And the Lord tries therapy in verse 4. And the Lord says, do you well to be angry? Jonah, let's talk. Let's have some therapy. But he won't stay for the session. It says in verse 5, he went out of the city and sat to the east of the city and made a booth for himself. And he sat under the shade till he should see what should become of the city. He was saying, even though they repented, I hope God judges it. What God does here is so interesting that it really deserves a separate message sometime, and sometime it will be a separate one. What God does here is to hold a mirror up to Jonah so that he can see himself and see whether or not he really sees what he looks like. And so God says, you know, it's hot out here, Jonah. Yeah, it's hot out here. You want to die? Yeah, you want to die. Well, you know what? I'm going to be gracious to you. Verse 4, the Lord appointed a plant and made it come up over Jonah that it might be a shade over his head to save him from his discomfort. Oh, Lord, thank you for this air conditioner. It is just so, so wonderful. Praise God.
Well, this is Pastor Lutzer. Isn't it interesting to see Jonah as he struggles with God? And let's keep in mind that even though it is very easy for us to judge him, in a sense, as I mentioned in the message, it is a mirror of the human heart. Today I can't help but think that I am speaking about some Jonah, somebody who's running away from God, somebody who is resentful because of God's mercy toward other people or toward someone else. Today, would you just simply give up the weapons of a rebel? Would you submit yourself to the Lord and say, I want to be in your will and I want to be content in that will? Thanks for joining us today on Running to Win, and we'll see you right here next time.
Today, Erwin Lutzer brought part two of When You Run From Responsibility, the fifth of seven messages in a series on making the best of a bad decision. Next time, learn more about the many ingenious ways God has to make sure we do His will. Making the best of a bad decision can be yours on CD as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.